This is Will's Band of the Week for February 25th, 2024. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Anurag from the Kitchener Bureau.
Hello, everyone.
And once again, you call on Anurag, he's ready to rock on command.
Yes, sir.
He's kind of rocking on command. I mean, he's pretty close to rocking on command. What do we have, like 3 days to prepare this?
I know. When he sent me those bands, I hadn't heard of them at all. So it was fun.
Yeah, you gave me one to listen to, too, and I'm like, how can I possibly absorb this in 3 days?
I know.
I'm not sure if I did it justice, but we'll have an interesting conversation regardless, right?
That's true.
Yeah, should be fun. Well, how's the live music scene in Kitchener since the last time we talked?
Nothing's happened yet. Vampire Weekend just released their tour dates, and they're a big favorite of my daughter's, so that I might be adding. I think when I come back from India in mid-March, I have like a whole lineup to go to. So I'm looking forward to that. The first one being Otoboki Beaver.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Really looking forward to that.
I really hope you get to see that.
Yes.
Yeah. They're That'll polarizing, but I'm on the positive side of that polarizing.
That's okay.
The performance.
I know, they're not everybody's cup of tea.
It's helter-skelter crazy, but just watching them is just, it makes you smile.
Yes.
So yeah, you were talking about things you had tickets for, but I don't know if have you seen anything since the last time we talked on the podcast?
No, I haven't. No.
All right. So
because nothing's really happening here right now. I guess everybody had planned for it to be a very cold month because it's Feb after all.
Right.
But yeah, we're running on 10 degrees Celsius over here right now. Amazing. What the hell?
It's a heat wave.
Yeah, it's a heat wave. Yeah, I was out in my shorts and, very thin jacket.
Yep, it was, I think it hit over 50 degrees Fahrenheit here today. That's
same.
Yep. That's kind of crazy for this month.
Tell me about it.
But we're kind of like, well, if we're not going to have a real winter, then we might as well have warmer weather. We literally had two snowstorms within a few days.
I know.
That stranded us and because we were out of town, and then we came back and there was a lot of snow, but then it gradually just melted and there hasn't been anything since. So, yeah, kind of bizarre. So, all right, no live reports.
No live reports.
I don't have any either, but I have things to look forward to, so we'll keep the listeners informed. Oh, here's kind of a fun thing. Since we don't, we don't have a death of the week either, do we?
I hope not.
There was a kind of sad story about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys having to have a conservatorship or something because he's in failing health and has dementia and just not a good situation.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. Okay.
But not a death of the week, at least, fortunately. But, okay, this will be fun. Let's do this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for the
Mailbag.
So, at the end of the year, we had a whole bunch of listeners contribute with top 10 lists and be in touch with the podcast. And I was just really inspired. So I said to a bunch of listeners who had gotten in touch, hey, I'm going to send you a t-shirt. So we made another batch of Will's Band of the Week t-shirts. And by the way, Anurag, I can send you one. Just give me your address when we go offline.
Okay.
And I'll send you one. But anyway, I sent some to the listeners, and they were really thankful, and it was really nice. Who turns down a free t-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thank yous were very nice, and this is one of the thank yous that we got from our listener, Greg. So thanks, Greg. That was
wow.
Don't you think that was on the that was like on a Nicholas level? That was so good.
I know, my God. Like, he should be on the podcast talking. Looks sounds very talented.
Yeah, he's rocking a Les Paul. Oh. He's got that classic crunch sound from the Les Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think you shared this video with us, didn't you?
Yeah, I sent you guys.
Oh, the sound?
Forwarded it to you guys, and yeah, there's a video too. So. Which I couldn't show right now, but you know, this is an audio podcast, unfortunately. So anyway, thanks, Greg. That was really fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
And I guess it's time for us to go to the rock and roll, right?
Yes.
Without further fanfare. Now we have three things to talk about, and we have not determined the order. Do you have any opinion on that, or do you want to turn it to me to make that decision?
Yeah, it's your podcast, buddy.
Let's go with indie rock upstarts, Freako.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read a little bit about this band. I think maybe I read a little bit. They were just slightly familiar when I heard about this album coming out. And they are young people from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
which means that they're personal friends of Horse Girl and Lifeguard, that whole scene of cool young Chicago bands. And
of you as well. They'd just be right next to you.
Yeah, just like basically down the road. It's like backyard barbecue for us. Just hop down the road to Chicago. Well, actually, one of the really early Horse Girl gigs was in Madison. And I've talked about this on the podcast. They came here when there was like a lull in COVID, but it had been like a year. Like, so I hadn't gone to any shows for a year. And then I read this band Horse Girl was playing. And it was great. So that was kind of fun. They, you know, easy to make the drive up to Madison, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't know if Freako has played here. But anyway, I don't know what you thought about this on rock, but I thought it was kind of creative, sort of art rock kind of stuff. But then he's got a knack for the ballads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the way that it mixes the kind of noisy stuff with the ballads is it's pretty cool, and it makes the ballads that I think are really good. It makes it even better that it's kind of mixed in, and they hit you in an unexpected way.
Yeah, so, that's what I was going to say. It's like they have this chaos in their sound, and then they suddenly take a left turn, and it's like soft, luscious music. It was quite astounding, and they're just two people in the band. Did I read that right, or were they three?
I think it's officially two people and one main songwriter, but if they play live, they got to have. Well,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can do this with a really good guitar player and drummer.
I guess,
but you
yeah.
know, they'd be. The music sounds like it deserves like a four-piece band. So I don't know what they do live.
Maybe even more. Yeah, that's the feeling I got. But yeah, really good stuff. I'm glad you recommended this.
So maybe we ought to. I think we ought to start with one of the more rockin' ones, and I think the album picks up as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's play track 5, Chemical.
Thank you.
That's Freako. The album is called Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here.
Do you know what the funny thing is? On YouTube Music, that short intro in the start, it's not there. I checked on YouTube Music. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, is he playing the right song?
Usually and they add those like extra sound things. They usually add it to the video, but not the audio track, right?
Oh, I guess so. Are you playing a video out there?
Nope. This was the audio. This was the pure track five. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good sound. Yep.
Kind of chaotic. But yes. Yeah. All right. What are you going to go with, Anurag?
I'm going to go with the first one, Where We Have Been. I'm guessing that's the title track.
It's like, that's one of those things. It's not the exact title track, but essentially it's the title track. Yep. All right. Here we go.
20 years spent above this place. I could smell the iron from the room. And the train was running through the window, carrying a pillow, so I could lay my head down onto you. Dirty chores and an awful stench. A stomach made of sticking glue. A fortress built between the four rooms, huddled in a dorm room. You took it out of me, and your teeth hurt more than the day.
That song just keeps building and building.
I was going to say, I should have asked you to start from where you actually stopped. Because it really picks up from there. Oh my God.
Yep. A whole gradual build.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That luscious sound and then boom, it's chaos.
Right. So. Yep. So it's really hard to, you kind of have to listen to this whole album through to get a feel for it. But and so I'm going to kind of, this is going to be... it might not show the full effect because a lot of times you're hearing all this chaos and then this quiet part comes in. It just makes it even all the more effective. But there's one slow song that I thought was so great. So I'm going to play it. So imagine that you've just heard a whole lot of chaos before this. and then here they come in with
the
sweet, sweet ballad called Until I'm With You Again.
Oh, yes.
Your sheets beneath
my feet until I'm with you again. Remember this, my friend, that I'll be with you again. I know it's hard, my friend. I laugh, I plead, I scrape my knees. I light the stove in case you come home. Until I'm with you again, I know it's hard, my friend.
Freako.
Lovely.
Isn't that great?
I think I'm going to love this album more and more.
Yeah, and we still had kind of a short time frame this week, so I need to spend more time with this. But mm-hmm. Interestingly, on their Bandcamp, they say they're going to South by Southwest, and they have not been named as an official artist. But they are supposedly playing at the Paste daytime parties.
Okay.
So Pace Magazine has 3 days worth of shows that they put on in afternoons, and they're all free. And they have 62 bands.
Wait, is this that Pace Magazine, the online one?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got to go to it quite often. Interesting.
Right. So every year that we've been down there, Pace has done a thing.
Nice.
An event. I didn't make it to it last year. The year before, I went to a whole bunch of stuff that they put on, and it was great. So anyway. Cool stuff.
Freako. Yes, I'm glad you recommended this. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And like you said, I think I gave this album just like a listen or two, maybe a listen and a half, but I've really enjoyed what I've heard.
Yep. So listeners, check it out.
Check it out. It's got the seal of approval from Anurag.
So, well, that's the highest approval you could ever have.
Yeah, the highest.
Unbelievable. They'll put that on the... They used to do this when... back in the old days, when I used to buy records when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. the late 70s or something, they would, if they would get a good review before the album came out, they would then put a sticker on the over the shrink wrap on the record that like quoted the review. Like,
oh, okay.
So I was thinking they could do this, have the Anurag seal of approval or something on the. You know,
so I'll go to my office, print out some labels, go to the local shop and just slap them on any good album that we have reviewed so far.
Could do that, right, yeah. Just walk in there, walk into a record store and start putting stickers on things. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I think we did justice to Freako.
Yes, agreed. In fact, I'm going to, we're planning to go to Chicago in... June with friends, and my daughter really, really wants to go as well. So I'll check it out. If Freako's playing at some point, I and my daughter can go there.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah, you should check out the live shows in Chicago. They probably get, I don't know, I would think it would be a similar to Toronto, maybe, in the number of shows they get.
The problem is because when we go with friends, it's hard to say, hey, it's 9 o'clock, that show's starting, so I'm off.
Yeah, I'm taking off.
You guys,
see you later.
Hang up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that is really hard.
It's difficult to say that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue to rock and roll. Okay, why don't we do yours next? Because you've got an indie rock veteran.
Yes.
And I had quite a reaction to this, and so it's going to be interesting to talk about it. So this is, and I was telling you, I sent you a message. I did extensive music journalism to figure out how do we pronounce this guy's name, because I had always thought it was Ty Segall, and I must have heard that somewhere. But then if you read, you know, it looks like it's Ty Segall, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I verified it as Siegel. And you know you have it right when you see a video of him pronouncing his own name. So he was like, mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Ty Siegel. So here we go. Ty Siegel.
Ty Siegel. I think this is his... And you can't really put a number of the work he's put out, because the number of albums he puts out as a solo artist, he's probably put out the same as collaborator with other people.
And didn't he have, like, sort of his own sort of projects that were with other people? So they had a band name, like, was it White Fence?
Yeah, White Fence, and then Michael
Cronin.
Cornyn?
Yeah.
Is it Michael or is it Mikkel? M-I-K-A-L.
I don't know. I always thought it was Michael, but I don't know for sure.
That's your next project then. Figure out how that's pronounced.
Right.
So, yeah, he's done so much work. In fact, it was astonishing to see that last year he didn't release anything. And my guess is that because he released this album so early this year, he has probably another in the works for, you know, later in the year, knowing this guy. And... His wife played a big role in this album. I was actually quite surprised to see that she actually co-wrote quite a lot of songs on the album and did all the artwork as well. And I call this album like the successor of that outstanding album in 2014 or 15, Manipulator. That's the album that really, you know, I loved it so much. Have you ever given that a listen?
Maybe a little bit way back then.
Yeah.
So he goes so far back. Mm-hmm. And I remembered that I'm pretty sure it was 2015 when I took Grant to the Levitation Festival in Austin. Mm-hmm. And he was there. But the fun story I remember is we saw him at the airport counter. Like we went, mm-hmm. went past and Grant said, "Hey, I think that's Ty Siegel over there."
Wow.
He was just being a regular human being, you know?
Yeah.
Standing
yeah.
and waiting to talk to the ticketing agent or whatever.
You know, we talk about all these people, but if they just walk past me, I wouldn't know who they are. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's good fun, like meeting people you know. I mean, people you admire.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, this album is really, really good. I've never been disappointed by his music. I'm just waiting for a dud, but it hasn't shown up yet. He makes so much music, and yet he keeps it interesting enough that you never get bored. So yeah, I love this album so far. So
the new one is called Three Bells, and it's 14 songs and 1 hour and 2 minutes long.
Is it 14 or 15 songs? Again, I think it's YouTube that's...
Well, it's 14 on my list here.
Oh, so wow. Who knows? That's so insane. I have 15.
I wonder... Let me just look here. Because it's on my playlist. 15. Let's see if I messed up my playlist.
That's insane.
Well,
I don't probably think have different licensing structures.
I don't
think
the listeners want to wait for me to figure out whether it's 14 or 15 songs. So I'll research it while we're playing a track. So...
Cool.
What should we start with?
Let's start with My Best Friend. It is number 5 on my list here.
It is number 5 on mine too. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Ty Segall from the new album, Three Bells. And you were correct. There's no difference in the U.S. version. It is actually 15 tracks. But for some reason, only 14 of them copied over to my playlist that I made of the album. So it's 15 tracks and an hour five.
I don't think this is going to be up Jason's alley. If I recall, he said he does not like long albums. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of like 4 and 5 minute tracks.
Yeah.
And so how would you describe, if someone just said, what genre or what style of music is this?
It's basically rock at the end of the day, but he puts in enough spin in it to not to be able to, like, for example, the song that we heard just right now, I had thought that there's a lot of jazz elements in it and enough fuzz in it to keep me satisfied. That is very important. And yeah, so it's hard to pin down, but I'm just going to say he's straight up rock and roll.
I've just found it kind of hard to pin down myself. Like, there's a little bit of progressive rock elements, and there's some like heavy metalish riffs, and then there's some sort of odd rhythms. And sometimes I'm just thinking, like, how did he ever come up with that? Like, some weird rhythmic thing in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Or between a verse and a chorus or something. But, and then sometimes I just thought he was messing with me, because it was like, I'd be listening to a song and I'd be like, what am I supposed to think about this? It's so not immediately catchy that you have to listen actively and try to figure out sort of, and that's how it strikes me. So I'm going to play a track that I sort of had difficulty with, just to give an example. So yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this one too. Number 8, Eggman. So the first time I heard that, I was saying, what the hell is that?
Yes, it's a tough listen.
but it somehow it starts to come together when you listen to it more. It's like, I think it's maybe by design, right? It's supposed to be kind of challenging, and you can't figure out what he's doing with the rhythms and these kind of just weird melodies
like
and stuff.
In the background, sorry to cut you off, that in the background, the drum and the acoustic guitar that they had going, that just played a regular sound, and layered on that he has this voice of his and that guitar work. I don't know who does that. Maybe it's him himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own studio, if I recall. I read somewhere. So he probably has a lot of time to figure, you know, crap out to see what sounds good, what sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just make it as obtruse as possible to see. Yeah, and this way I can totally understand that that will not be up everybody's alleys. But yeah, it's right up mine. So
fun stuff.
Yes, it is. In fact, he's coming to Toronto and I wanted to see him, but it's on a Friday. So there will be intense negotiations in the background.
Oh.
My wife to let me go in on a Friday. We'll see.
So it's easier for you to take off on a weeknight because your wife just probably wants to go to bed because she's got to get up for work. Right?
Yes. For example, I almost talked her into going to see Waxahachie. I'm seeing her again, by the way. That's because she likes her voice and some of songs, but she says it's on a weeknight. She says, no way, I can't do that. So I understand. She's the one who goes to bed by like 9:30, 10.
Well, that's probably good for health.
It probably is.
It's not rock and roll, but then rock and roll isn't always good for people's health. So
nope.
Okay, let's play another track from this Ty Siegel album.
Let's listen to number 9, My Room.
I took some notes, and I was making a contrast between the track that I just played, which I was describing as difficult, and then this one I thought was much more listenable. So it's an easier listen, at least at first.
That I've found in his music is, in fact, quite a lot of song. They'll start off in this casual, slow, lulling way, and then just half a minute before the song ends, and boom, it just picks up and goes bonkers. This is one of those songs.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if you thought it was slow and poor sounding, and what the hell is Anurag thinking? Trust me, it gets really interesting in the end.
Give it time, it'll devolve into chaos or something.
Yep. I've noticed that all the songs that I've picked today, I should have started halfway through, not from the start.
Well, I really think it's an album that would get I think my perception would be totally different if I gave it a few more listens.
Mm-hmm. And it is long, so yeah, it is a little tedious. I totally can understand people who don't like long albums.
Ty Segall, indie rock veteran, and seems like he's really had a really solid following for a long time. So mm-hmm. he can just keep on rocking.
Yep.
And I think of him as such an indie rock veteran, but he's only 36 years old.
I know. So, yeah. So young.
Man.
That's.
Like, well, that's, how old do you think those guys in Vampire Weekend are? They're probably not 40 yet, right? They're probably in their 30s.
Yeah. But they haven't released an album for a long time, right? If I'm not wrong.
I think it's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah.
And they don't have the guy, the main songwriter from their first couple of albums,
yeah,
right?
It
was Rostam.
Yes, that's true. So it'll be interesting. Yes. That's why I'm kind of holding on from buying the tickets to the concert. But their old stuff is good. So.
Oh, and I think if you have a chance to go see them with your daughter, like, that's a cool thing. It's a good mm-hmm. thing to.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, each time before I buy a ticket, I always do text her, hey, you want to go see this? And 9 out of 10 times she will say no. And the one time when she says yes, yeah, so I'm going to try. And like, for example, Mitski, she was really keen on it, but they were selling them for, you know, $300 a ticket. So I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not such a big fan. So
Ezra Koenig.
Yeah, that's the guy.
The singer, he's 39.
Oh, wow.
And because he's a indie rock star, but it probably doesn't count as indie rock anymore, right? It says, I just looked him up, and immediately it said, partner, Rashida Jones. She's a famous actress who was on.
Yeah, I know Rashida Jones.
Parks
yeah.
and Recreation.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I know her yep. more because her father was Quincy Jones, right?
The famous producer.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
Yes.
The Vampire Weekend guys, they hang out with the cool people. All right. All right. Are we 2 for 2?
Yes, we are.
Say, yeah, we're definitely 2 for 2. And that means there's a third because we, yeah. 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 Omni came out with an album. You said you weren't familiar with Omni.
No.
They've been.
I've heard of them, but I've never paid any attention.
They're kind of. They've been sort of a podcast favorite. So the history, they go back to, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe. And the guitar player used to be in the indie rock legends Deer Hunter.
Oh, really?
Both being from Atlanta or around Atlanta, Georgia. And so Omni plays this style of kind of herky-jerky post-punk, right? Something like that. Sort of sounds like Devo a little bit. And the one criticism I've read about this new album is that it just sounds like all their other albums, which is kind of true. I mean, they sort of have a style, and so it's almost like this is just a new set of songs by Omni. But I like them, and I think they're also a band that, in the first time I listened to this album, it did not immediately catch me. You know, it's sort of like these aren't just obvious catchy riffs. They're kind of a little challenging, and I think they sink in after a while after you listen a couple times. So,
well, I listened to it quite a bit, but why don't we first listen to the song and then get to my comments?
All right. I took extensive notes, meaning that I wrote down what songs I want to play. Well, can't go wrong with track 2. Let's do it. The album is called Souvenir, and this is number 2, Plastic Pyramid.
Are you hydrated, baby?
What are you, a tall drink of water?
The Sphinx, the Nile, I ordered it all. When you know, when you know.
Travis Omni, and there's a trivia item for that song. Mm-hmm. Backing vocals by Izzy Glaudini.
I have no idea who that is.
How many people out there know who Izzy Glaudini is? And don't feel bad if you don't, because I had to look it up myself. But she's in another podcast favorite band, the band Automatic.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool. How do you get somebody from Automatic to do backing vocals on your album? You got to be cool in some respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm declaring them cool, but we await Anurag's comments.
Yes. So my comments are that I am still on the fence with this album. I did look up their past albums as you were playing that song, and I recalled, oh yeah, I remember this, and not being a great fan as well. So, like I said, I'm on the fence. I liked some of their songs, not all. And let's play the one that I really liked, which I thought was fantastic. And then after that, I was like, the rest of the songs are looking like I really like that song. I was looking for that song that's titled F1. Man, because I'm a big F1 fan, I thought, oh, it's going to be about F1. But nope, it's just totally something else. So kind of disappointed me.
But the title drew you in and it didn't live up to it.
Nope.
Mm. All right.
Maybe that's what I'm biased about. But I like that number 4, International Waters. Is that what it is? INTL Waters.
That's what I would assume. Yep. Let's call it International Waters.
Yes.
Hunting down oligarchs, take them all for what they got, and that's a lot. In the yard and on a yacht, avoiding unnecessary stops.
That's Omni.
Mm-hmm.
The new album is Souvenir. So, well, I'm glad you've at least found a track you liked.
Yes, that was enjoyable.
I'll play one more.
Please.
We're going to bump it up to number 8. It's called Verdict.
Did you hear the verdict?
Out of turn, always talking out of turn.
From your expression, I wasn't sure if you had even heard it.
Out of turn, always talking out of turn.
Anonymous, morning paper, powdered donuts, black coffee, le plat de jour. Head in the sand, waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're the worst, you know I love. But
favor, crack an egg, Irish whiskey, force majeure, kicking up the sand.
Somni. So I did a little music journalism while we were playing that. So turns out they toured with Automatic. So they got to kind of be friends or whatever. And so that's why they did this collaboration. There's a podcast called Talk House where I think I remember – if I'm remembering this podcast right, it's they typically have one musician interviewing another musician. But this one that I found was they did a Zoom call and they had members from Automatic and Omni just having a discussion. So it actually sounds kind of cool. So anyway, tour enough as an indie rocker, you get to know some other bands and it's kind of fun. You can do some collaborating.
Actually, while listening to the song, I suddenly realized I really like this guy's voice.
It's not bad, really. Right? Yeah. They don't have it right out in front, but it mixes in with everything really well. So
true.
Okay, now we're 3-for-3, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. You have a little reservation about this one, but
sorry, we've got breaking news for us. I'm sure it's old news for everybody else. The lunar lander that U.S. private company had fired up, it just landed on the moon.
So it's
back.
Oh, beautiful.
On the moon.
All right. Excellent. That's not music news. That's good. That's lunar news.
That's lunar news. Yep. Sorry, what were you saying? I cut you off.
I don't remember anymore. No problem.
You're so ecstatic about the news. Huh?
Yeah. All right. The listeners weren't behind the scenes. They didn't hear that we just took a little break.
Yes, we did.
Had a little interruption. But we're all back and good to go. Mm-hmm. And I think we had declared ourselves 3-for-3. And I was saying, even though Omni didn't get your full endorsement, hopefully it was sort of an interesting listen for you. You found a track you really liked. So,
we'll take it. I would say I'll try it a couple of more times and then I'm going to give up.
You know, I really like the fact that we have, there's a lot of commonality, obviously, and that's why we're all like, music buddies, and our listeners have sort of a wheelhouse, you know, so to speak, of like things that we like. But there's always a little divergence, and I think that really makes it fun. There's a lot of times that the correspondents say, hey, I want to talk about this album, and it wouldn't have been an album that I would have picked. And so, like, the Ty Segall album was an example today. Like, if I had just listened to this on my own and like sampled it and you never said anything about it, I would be like, I don't know, I'm not going to listen to this again. But being sort of having the assignment of listening to it makes you appreciate
it.
And also makes you go out of your comfort zone just a little bit of stuff that you maybe wouldn't already be inclined to.
I wouldn't have given Freako any chance at all. But because you gave that assignment and I listened to it, it was amazing. And I like it.
Yeah, and I've still not. I put it on actually with a couple family members in the car. And my wife said,
"I like it."
Well, my wife said, "Is the whole album like this?" I just said no, but I hadn't even listened. I couldn't even be sure, but I knew it was kind of going to be. There's going to be a lot of variety on it, so I think she was pretty skeptical. But that's like one song. Come on, you know. So
yes,
give it a little more chance. Maybe you might like it. So. All right. You'd think we'd be done now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we have this.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
Did I catch you off guard? Or did you did you prepare?
I'm ready
one?
This time, baby.
All right. Okay. Well, you can go first then. You're ready to roll.
All right. Okay. Pardon my big rant, not rant, just a statement here. So I'm really into Lou Reed these days. Like, I've bought his books. I've got a couple of vinyls that I bought that I'm listening to. And I was just trying to think, when was the first time I actually really started liking Lou Reed? It coincided with me reading a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. And that's what I learned, that he has actually released an album on Edgar Allan Poe, in which he's gotten a lot of voice actors to sing with him, to read his poetry, to read some of his summaries of his books. And I really loved that idea. And I'd like us to listen to the poem The Raven, the best of Edgar Allan Poe, from the album called The Raven from Lou Reed. And it's read by William Dafoe, that famous actor. But it's basically Lou Reed's project.
All right, I found it. Cool. It seems like we've maybe touched on this briefly before. Because I don't know if it was you who mentioned it, but because otherwise I don't think I would even know that this existed.
In that case, then let's listen to the song before this called Perfect Day, sung by Anthony. We talked about Anthony in my top 10, and Honey and the Johnsons.
Right.
Music.
Right.
So she sang that song, Perfect Day.
All right. Here we go. Lou Reed from the Raven album from 2003.
Yes.
So I was looking up some trivia items. So Lou Reed died in 2013 at the age of 71, which means in 2003 he was roughly 61 or 60 maybe. So, you know, he really did a lot of different projects, didn't he? I mean,
yeah,
you associate him with the Velvet Underground, but the only one that was really universally hated was the Metallica collaboration.
Oh, gosh, I remember that. I'd forgotten about it.
Everybody hated it.
Well, it was awful.
But, that's interesting. And I saw that there was a song on here where the vocals are by Laurie Anderson. And then I don't know if I ever knew this before, but maybe I did and just forgot. But Lou Reed was married to Laurie Anderson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From 2008, apparently, till he died in 2013. So,
I don't even know who Laurie Anderson is.
So. Oh, this is where I kind of lose my indie rock cred, because I know so much about like who she is, but I don't really know her music. She's sort of an art rocker, like really highly regarded by a lot of people.
Okay.
I think of her as sort of like a Bjork, maybe, only even a little bit more
weird.
More like, yeah, a multi, like maybe not just a musician. Like there's visual art in there and performance art and stuff like that. So, yeah, just losing my cred the more I say about her. But Laurie Anderson is a very well-known person.
I'll look into it.
I got to check and make sure, yeah, she's still alive. 76 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. All right. Very good.
What's your pick?
I found a band from Madison. I was listening to a podcast. The title of the podcast was The Best Music from Madison in 2023 Other Than Red Pants. Right, because we know the Red Pants is in a separate category of, you know, best music from Madison. But as I was listening to this, they were playing some music from Madison bands that they liked from the year. And they played something by a band called Mickey Sunshine. And there's this one track by Mickey Sunshine that everybody thought was cool. So I went back and I thought, I got to check out this Mickey Sunshine band. And so I found them. And then I found a different track that I wanted to play. It's kind of catchy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the woman who's sort of the leader, I think she moved from Detroit, maybe? Somehow ended up in Madison. Who knows how bands end up in Madison if they don't start here. But this is kind of a catchy power pop track called Beck T-Shirt.
Wow. That was a good song, man.
It's a pretty fun wall of guitars, I think.
Yeah. What was the name again?
Mickey Sunshine from Madison. So they're probably hoping they can get a gig with Red Pants. In fact, who is playing on that gig with Red Pants? I got to look this up. We'll plug this gig, Jason's gig. Public service announcement. March 23rd, Saturday night. So you can all fly into Madison for the Saturday night show, March 23rd, at the Burr Oak, which is a cool venue in Madison. The the lucky bands that get to play with Red Pants are Lukey P, Heavy Looks and a band called Basket.
Mm-hmm. But, and the headliner is the Red Pants?
Right, they're listed third, so that probably means they're playing second out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
But only because Jason's probably really humble, and he's like, we'll just play whenever you want us to play, you know. So hopefully they'll get a good crowd, and I will be there.
Yes.
I think I'll get my wife to come, and maybe Baird and Chris will go. So anyway, that's it.
That's it.
I think we've
good
done
song.
It.
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more Mickey Sunshine. I hope
I'm still on Mickey Sunshine trip. So I've just added some of the songs onto my playlist that I listen to regularly that I want to pay attention to. So, yep, I've added them. It's good stuff.
It's good that you do that because it's so easy to forget. You hear something and then you're like, on to something else.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. Very cool. Thanks, Anurag.
Yes.
So good luck on your upcoming trip.
Thank you so much.
We'll be talking to you when you're back in the North America continent.
Yeah.
And so thanks again. And I know you'll keep listening to lots of great music. So and you'll be ready to rock. So in the meantime, we're thinking of just doing a couple of South by Southwest preview podcasts. And let me say this. On some level, I kind of think the listeners don't really care whether we're going to South by Southwest or not. You know, it's a fun thing for us. But the whole idea is it's a music discovery thing. So David and I, the last like 3 weeks, we've been just like pouring over these lists. So we've discovered all kinds of fun, cool bands. So the idea, we're hoping that people will just, you know, be interested to hear some bands that they've never heard of that might be good. And we'll have the bonus of being able to see a bunch of them live so we can report on how good they are live. But it's just a great music discovery thing. I think David had a list actually over like 100 potential artists. I was like, wait, I can't keep adding bands when I'm already up to like 50. It's too many. But so we're working on it and it'll be fun. So that's it. That's all we got this week. So thanks again, Anurag. Keep in touch.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you again very soon, and we'll talk to the listeners next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.